The late April telephone survey posed questions to 252 people in town, picked because they had voted in recent local elections. They asked voters whether they would support an increase in sales tax or property tax to help pay for a new library. 48% of those polled approved of a 1% sales tax increase for a bond issue, but 46% opposed that increase. Library board member Karen Dillman said the board agreed to figure out another solution.
Well, I think we all decided that it was a good call to sit back a little bit and look at the results and read into it that, yeah, the population isn't really ready for that, and look for other ways to reduce that stress on the community or that impact of having a financial buy into the library, because it does have to have some kind of public support, so it just may not be as much financial burden the next time we go around.
The board had been planning to put a ballot question before voters in the fall for a tax increase to fund construction. However, librarian Tara Alcock says people responding to the poll expressed anxiety about the economy and the high cost of living.
I think myself and the board just did not want to be the source of another economic stress for people at this exact moment.
Mm-hmm.
I think with so many things happening, and I don't just mean municipally, but just like the cost of living going up so drastically.
Support was even less for a property tax increase to fund the project. A week before they got survey results back, project supporters met with representatives from the Rasmussen Foundation. Alcock says they encouraged local supporters to wait on a bond vote and instead seek state grant funding.
They were very helpful and very wise in the ways of these projects, and it was Kathy Rasmussen who left us with the note that we had to be patient, and it would happen, that we needed to choose our moments very, very carefully, and it was good advice.
The Rasmussen Foundation has paid for surveys and early design work under a joint organization pre-development program. The library also received $150,000 in state grant money under this year's capital budget. That money will go toward more architectural work and finishing the schematic design of a new building. Supporters say they'll need to bond for a portion of the project eventually, but now they're thinking of bonding for 20% of the project costs, or about $1 million of a $5 million building. However, they'll seek half of the project's cost from the state, either through a capital budget grant next year or through a newly created library construction grant program. Senate Bill 119 was signed into law June 5th, and it could provide up to 50% of the costs of a new library. However, it does require 20% in local funding and additional funding from private donations. That new program still needs the legislature to appropriate money for library grants, and that won't happen until next year at the earliest. In addition, Alcock thinks the competition for those grants will be tough. The price tag for a new library at the moment is somewhere around $4.9 million, and that's expected to increase as the startup of construction is pushed back. And Alcock says the new library will have to wait.
If we were to have had a successful bond this fall, we could have potentially began construction in 2010. So at the earliest, we're talking 2011, okay. 2012 now.
And that's assuming success next year in the legislature.
That's assuming success at the legislature and eventually a successful bond initiative.
The group will seek state funding during the 2009 legislative session and could seek voter approval for a bond issue later that fall. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.